This is an audio version of the article ABAP Fundamentals That Still Matter by Rakesh Narayan, available at rakeshnarayan.com. Related reading: read these first SAP S/4HANA versus ECC, the real difference, understanding what changed in the move to S/4HANA and why ABAP's role shifted with it. .oh data protocol in SAP. How CDS views and ABAP backend services are exposed as OH data APIs consumed by fee OHD apps. Every few years, someone announces that ABAP is dying. It never does. There are more ABAP systems running in production today than at any point in SAP's history, and with S/4HANA, ABAP has actually become more central, not less. The language has changed. The ABAP that matters in 2026 is not the same as the ABAP that was written 10 years ago. If you are new to SAP development, the fundamentals you need to learn are different from what older tutorials will tell you. If you are an experienced SAP professional who is not a developer, you need enough ABAP literacy to read code, understand what is happening, and have an informed conversation with your technical team. This post covers both the absolute fundamentals that have not changed, and the modern shift that changes how you apply them, what ABAP is, and why it is still everywhere. ABAP stands for Advanced Business Application Programming. SAP created it in the 1980s to give customers a way to customize SAP systems without touching the core product. That decision to embed the programming language inside the application is why ABAP is still here 40 years later. Every SAP system runs ABAP. Every standard transaction, every report, every workflow, it is all written in ABAP. When you configure a business rule, run a payroll, or trigger a purchase order, you are running ABAP code. This is not legacy infrastructure you can swap out. It is the foundation. The question in 2026 is not whether ABAP matters. It is which parts of ABAP matter and which parts you should stop using. The core language, what has not changed? Before the modern frameworks, you need to understand the language itself. These fundamentals are the same, whether you are writing classic ABAP or cloud ABAP. Data types and variables. ABAP has a small set of elementary data types that you will see everywhere. The ones that actually matter. The following table shows type, what it is, and example use. The one that trips people up: ABAP dates are type D, stored as YYYYMMDD, an 8-character string that looks like a number. Arithmetic on dates works because of this, but it also means you cannot treat a date as a standard integer. Internal tables, the heart of ABAP. Internal tables are what makes ABAP different from most other languages. They are in-memory data structures that hold sets of records. Think of them as a spreadsheet in memory. Almost everything in ABAP passes data through internal tables. You select from the database into an internal table, process the records in the table, and either write them back or present them to the user. Understanding this pattern is non-negotiable. The following table shows table type and when to use it. The practical rule: use standard table unless you are doing repeated key-based lookups, in which case sorted or hashed tables will be noticeably faster. Select reading from the database. ABAP select statement reads from database tables directly into internal tables or work areas. The syntax is close enough to SQL to be readable, but different enough to cause confusion. Select MATNR MECTX from MUCTINTO table at data, LT underscore materials, where spras equals at side dash langu. The at symbol before variables is modern ABAP syntax. It was introduced to make the distinction between ABAP variables and database columns explicit. If you see older code without at, it still works, but you are looking at PRE 7.4 syntax. Following image, diagram showing ABAP's core data flow. Select from database into internal table. then loop at E for processing. The modern shift, what changed with S4 HANA? Moving to S4, HANA changes two things about how ABAP code should be written. Understanding both is essential, not just for developers, but for anyone reviewing technical designs or approving development work. Push logic to the database. Classic ABAP had a pattern that made sense when databases were dumb. Read large amounts of data into an internal table. Then process it in ABAP. With SAP HANA as the database, this is exactly backwards. HANA can process data orders of magnitude faster than ABAP loops. The correct pattern in S4 HANA is to push as much filtering, sorting, and aggregation as possible into the select. Let the database do the heavy lifting. An internal table should contain only the records you actually need, not everything you might need. The following table shows old pattern avoid and modern pattern use. Clean core, the most important concept in modern ABAP. Clean core is SAP's principle for how S4 HANA systems should be extended. It is simple to state, do not modify SAP standard objects. No user exits that write directly into SAP tables. No modifications to standard function modules. No Z programs that bypass the standard API layer. The reason is practical, not ideological. Every time you modify standard SAP code, you create something that must be maintained, tested, and reapplied every time SAP ships an update. In a cloud world where SAP delivers continuous updates, modifications become a permanent tax on your system. Clean core replaces modifications with extension points, officially supported hooks that SAP guarantees will survive upgrades. The main ones are business add-ins, buddy A's, customer exits, and the modern RAP framework. Practical tip: clean core is not about doing less. It is about doing things in a way that SAP can still upgrade around. The goal is upgrade stable customization, not no customization. CDS views, the new data layer. Core data services, CDS views, are the modern replacement for many classic ABAP data access patterns. A CDS views is defined close to the database. It pushes join and filter logic down to HANA, and it carries semantic annotations that other layers, OData services, FOHR apps, analytics, can consume directly. If you are reading modern S4 HANA Tamu Tamu Tsulido Shandoyo technical documentation, CDS views will be everywhere. The virtual data model, VDM, that SAP ships in S4 HANA is built entirely on CDS views layered on top of the underlying tables. Understanding what a CDS view is and why it exists is non-negotiable literacy for any SAP professional working with S4 HANA. CDS views are covered in depth in the next post in this series, CDS views and the VDM concept. Following image, clean core architecture diagram showing SAP standard at the base, extension points in the middle, and clean custom code at the top. RAP, how modern ABAP extensions are built. The ABAP RESTful Application Programming Model, RAP, is the strategic framework for building S4 HANA compliant applications and extensions. If you are a developer moving to S4 HANA, RAP is not optional. It is the framework SAP expects you to use. RAP provides a structured, end-to-end approach. You define the data model with CDS views. Describe the business logic in a behavior definition, and expose the result as an OData service automatically. A FOHR elements app can then consume that service with minimal additional work. The following table shows RAP layer, what it does, and technology. RAP replaces the older patterns WebDyne Pro, classic BAPI-based extensions, and direct table modifications with a model that SAP guarantees will survive S4 HANA upgrades. If you are still building extensions with the old patterns in a cloud S4 HANA system, you are already accumulating technical debt. The tools you work in. One change that catches people off guard: modern ABAP development does not happen in SAP GUI's SEAT transaction. The tool is ABAP Development Tools, ADT, a plugin for the Eclipse IDE. The following table shows tool and what it is. Practical tip jewel for developers. SAP's AI assistant, integrated into ADT, has been available free through September 2026. It is genuinely useful for explaining legacy code and generating unit tests. If you have not tried it, now is the time. At a glance, the mental model. The following table shows concept and one-line summary. Following image, timeline diagram showing ABAP's evolution from classic SEAT development to modern ADT, CDS views, and RAP, the part most people get wrong. ABAP is not two separate worlds, a legacy world and a modern world that are somehow different languages. It is one language that has been extended and refined over 40 years. The fundamentals, internal tables, data types, select have not changed. The patterns around them have. What has changed is where the work happens. Classic ABAP, put the logic in ABAP. Modern ABAP puts as much of the logic as possible into the database layer, CDS views and HANA, and uses ABAP to orchestrate, not to process. RAP formalizes this into a complete model. If you understand that shift, you understand modern ABAP. The rest is syntax. Related reading, SAP S/4HANA versus ECC. The real difference, the business and technical case for S/4HANA. And what it means for how ABAP is written today. SAP BTP, the platform explained, where the ABAP environment steampunk lives and how BTP fits into the SAP extension story, .CDS views and the VDM in SAP S/4HANA explained. The next step after ABAP fundamentals, how CDS views work and how the VDM is structured, .OH data protocol in SAP, how RAP exposes CDS views as OData services and how FeeOH re apps consume them. Published on RakeshNarayan.com articles.